Amen and good morning, Remnant, and welcome to, no, it's not the LaPorte Church of Christ this morning because, well, the power's out down there. So we are broadcasting a church service this morning live from the Radio Ranch. Can't keep a good man or a good thing down, as the saying goes, but we welcome you here this Sunday morning, April 7th, 2024, and we are broadcasting live. We're going to try to follow the same format. I've got a little review this morning for you, and we'll go from there to we've got a timeless pulpit truth from Pastor and a new message from Brother Zach that we'll get out for you, and then I'll be back for communion. So we're going to follow the same format. It's just audio only this morning. But we thank you for joining us. Let's start out with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for, Lord, even in the midst of turmoil and storms and winds and power outages, that, Lord, you allow us to come together to proclaim your goodness, to praise you, to fellowship with one another, and to encourage one another to love and good deeds. And so we thank you for that. We pray your blessings on this day. And Lord, as we are in these perilous but exciting times, thank you. Thank you for them. Thank you for your mercy and your grace and your peace that you bring upon us. We glorify you in this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Well, lots going on. We are in the new year, and we have just had Passover, and we'll be getting some more emails out regarding the makeup Passover day. We've been talking to people about that as they've been asking. Passover, 14th day into the new solar year, was April 2nd. The Bible talks about in Numbers 9 and I think 2 Chronicles 30 about the makeup Passover day. And so you can take a look. We encourage you to take a look there. I want to talk to you a little bit about this eclipse and about just how we see it, because it's coming up tomorrow. And so, you know, our prayer here at SFA is that you are healthy, found healthy and blessed and walking in the light and faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so Monday, tomorrow, we're calling for, America is going to have a total solar eclipse. We've been talking about this. It's the second one in, 6 years, 6 months, 6 weeks, 6 days ago. Tomorrow, there was another one that went the opposite direction. And now this one, the shadow is making a big X over, Little Egypt in southern Illinois. You just can't make this stuff up, folks. And so a total solar eclipse visible to most people, according to NASA, most people in the United States. You know, the Bible tells us that the sun was created for light and for signs. And so we certainly see this. I've talked with Jason and we've talked with other men and around the country and the Remnant. And, you know, we sure see this as a sign from God to repent. A sign for repentance. And so we're calling for the Remnant to pray and fast tomorrow, during the daylight hours at least, dawn to dusk. But pray and fast. Pray for America to repent. You don't have to be a Bible scholar, but maybe somebody that's at least read the Bible to see the many similarities between the biblical story of Jonah and his warning to Nineveh to repent or perish. The similarities between that and between America and the lawlessness that abounds in her today. And the great need for America to repent now, while there is still time. So, those of us here, we're going to be praying and fasting for all in America to come to repentance, to turn from their wicked ways, and to turn to the only hope that there is, and that is Jesus Christ, his will, his way, and his law. And Remnant, we hope and pray that you will join us in this this crying out to God for our friends, for our families, for our neighbors, for our nation. We'll have this posted at the website, and we'll send out a couple of emails as well regarding it to those of you on the email list. And that's what we can do. We're doing our best to do that very thing, to be obedient to the Word, to cry out to God, to remind you, the remnant, and to ask you to plead with you to join us and do the same thing. All throughout the Scriptures, we can read where God says many, many times to return to Him. In Nehemiah 1, verses 8 and 9, he says, "If you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, even though it says you've been scattered all over, I'll gather you back together in my name." And we see that has happened. We see that in prophecy, but we see, or in history, and it is a prophetic word for today. But I hope you see, Remnant, the contrast between the Word of God and the milquetoast preaching that's gone on and across this nation for so long. How many times do you hear preachers say, "Return to God and keep His commandments and do them"? I don't ever hear that, except at our ministry, from our pulpit, from the broadcast of Pastor Peters over the years. Do, be a doer of the Word. No, what do we hear in the Judeo-Christian world? Believe. Just believe. Now, you have to believe, but that's a beginning and not an end. And it's throughout the Scripture. We read Nehemiah. Let's look at Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. The Lord says, "Have you seen what faithless Israel did? She went up on every high hill and under every green tree, and she was a harlot there." And you can replace faithless Israel with faithless America, because we have, same people, and we have stepped and done the exact same thing that we see has happened throughout Scripture. And when you read on through it, you read a little bit, I encourage you to read all of Jeremiah 3, because it points that out. It points it out. A little bit later, verse, I think, 11, it says, "Go and proclaim these words. Return, faithless Israel. I will not look upon you in anger. I am gracious, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity." That's called repent. Repent. That is, it is just not, the people don't think, they wipe their mouth like the woman, the Babylonian whore, and says, "I've done no wrong." That's how so many are today. You know them. They're friends of yours, friends of mine, family. They don't think they've done any wrong. Repent. Why should I repent? Well, repentance is needed. It is needed. Talking about yesterday morning, Brother, I think Brother Paul mentioned that very thing, that said, you know, if there is that attitude out there, well, that's the attitude that needs to be repented of, because all have sinned. All. Me, you, everybody. And so we are brought to repentance. In Joel chapter 2, again, I'm just hitting on a couple of these because it is all over the Old Testament, all through the Scriptures. In Joel 2, verse 12 and 13, God says, "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart and with fasting, weeping, and mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and relenting of evil. See, this was just, again, a foreshadowing, a preparing the way for Jesus Christ. We've read about it. It comes to mind in Jeremiah there. It comes to mind when I read here in Joel 2, the same thing. That's the call, I think, for today. That is the sign of this solar eclipse, this big shadow falling across the country. These two together in less than 7 years, making a big X on this nation. It is a sign from God. I don't claim to be a prophet. I don't claim to, oh, God gave me in a dream, or he spoke to me on Tuesday. No, none of that. None of that. Just look at the scripture. Jesus said that, you know, you see the signs of the seasons. You know, when the fig tree puts out its blossom and these things are happening, you know summer's here. When it's red at morning, you know what's going to happen. But you don't see the signs of the times. And Remnant, I'm preaching to the choir here, I know, or at least talking to the choir. Those that are out there, again, it is just like the story of Jonah and Nineveh, right? The people in Nineveh repented. When you read the end of that story, and God is rebuking Jonah for being mad about it. He says, you know, should I destroy these people, the 120,000 of them that don't know their left hand from their right? They just don't know. And Remnant, that's where we are today. So-called Christians today, they don't know right from wrong. They don't know sin is defined in the Bible in 1 John 3:4 as transgression of God's law. That's New Testament. They've been told and brainwashed that sin, that law is done away with. Oh, brother, that was nailed to the cross is what they've been told. Now, they can't tell you where you read that in the scripture. They can't go to the scripture that says all scripture is for our learning. Not just that one that says about the law. How about the scripture where Jesus said, don't think I came to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And God commanded throughout, return to me and keep my commandments, keep my law. We have not done this in this nation, at least in the last 100+ years, that we've fallen away from it. And we're paying the consequences for it in every aspect, in our the education system, in the financial system, in our entire nation being overrun. In Matthew 4, verse 17, Jesus said, it says, from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And from that time, I think, until now, it has been at hand. And because we serve a loving, like we read about in Joel, a God that is gracious and compassionate and slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and relenting of evil, because that's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God that sent his son to die for us. He hasn't given up. But as Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And a little bit earlier in Matthew 3, verse 1 and 2, it says, in those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Remnant, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is a time for the believing Christian, the true follower of Jesus Christ, to, well, to pray for one another. So we're calling for a fast for Monday, tomorrow. Fast and pray for America to repent. I'm meeting with some men in the morning and for a Monday morning workout, and I'm planning on praying and fasting, and I'm going to tell them about it and ask them to do the same thing. What can it hurt? That's what we need. We need to do that, to release and just let this law, let this command of God, let this will of God be proclaimed. You know, Abram, when God was going down to Sodom and Gomorrah, Abram argued with him. Oh, Lord, you're gonna wipe out. What if there's some righteous in there? You're not going to kill them too. You're not going to wipe them out. And they argued, and God said, no, if there's some righteous there, I won't. But there weren't any. Well, we in this nation have not had that fire and brimstone yet. So going along with that biblical principle, I have to think that, well, there's still a few out there. There must be. That God's keeping to his word. There's still a few. And us few, we need to be praying for our nation. Praying for our neighbors. Praying for our family members that don't know God. When we talk about repent, a couple definitions. Here's one. It says, repent, to feel such sorrow for sin or fault as to be disposed to change one's life for the better. To be penitent. To remember or regard with self-reproach or contrition. See, that's repent. That's repent. And when you repent, you change your life, and it's for the better. We can make America great again. That's one of the things that, you look at it, that was President Trump's big rallying cry, and the people responded, maybe 60% of the people responded to it in a very positive way. They want to make America great again. And there are about 40% that look at that as bad. But we don't make America great again by electing Donald Trump as president. We don't make America great again by building the wall. We make America great again by repenting and returning to the God of our forefathers, of doing what God says in his word, not just believing, but being a doer of the word and not a hearer and believer only. Acts 3:19 and 20, talking about repentance, says, repent therefore and turn back. That means turn away from your evil, turn back to your God. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus. See, it's turning from sin and Satan and death. Repentance is, like it says in Acts, turn back. Turn back from those things and turn to God, to salvation, to life. For those times of refreshing. See, that's what the people want. People desire. They know that to make America great again, that if it gets great again, it's a time of refreshing. But there's only one way to do that, and that's to turn back to Jesus Christ, the foundation of this nation. This nation was not founded on religious freedom. Do whatever in the daylight you want to do. This nation was founded to the glory of God Almighty and to further the Christian faith. I know we sound like a broken record sometimes repeating that, but it hasn't been taught. It's been all but forgotten in this Christian republic. whose laws were based on the law of the Bible, not just the belief in Jesus Christ, but the belief in Jesus Christ and the law and application of His Word in our government, in our business, in our education system, in our financial system, in our life. A couple more verses here. Amos 5:4. And Amos 5:4, thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me that you may live. That is the only place that there is life and life abundant, and that is in Jesus Christ. That is the only way. And one of the reasons that we see, I think, such a plethora, such a huge mix and a huge conglomeration of anything and everything goes, from tree worship to people telling children that they can be boys or girls or dogs or puppies or goldfish or whatever they want, to just the massive lawlessness and invasion and all that, is we've turned from God. We've turned from God. Deuteronomy 28 explains it. It has not changed from them. How about a couple verses from Hosea? Looking at the clock, yeah, I think I've still got a few minutes this morning. And again, we're coming to you live audio from the Radio Ranch for church service this morning. Hosea 6:1 says, come, let us return to the Lord, for He has torn us, but He will heal us. We need healing, remnant. This nation needs healing from the diseases on the land, from cancer and heart disease and who knows what, COVID X, new stuff that the enemies of God have cooked up. This land needs healing. Our children need remembering by God and not being forgotten. It says He has wounded us, but He will bandage us. He's bringing His punishment. God is bringing His punishment on this land, and by golly, we deserve it as a people. But it's Him who heals. It's Him who bandages as well. Proverbs 28:13, and then one more in Hosea. Proverbs 28:13 says, he who conceals his sin does not prosper. This nation has tried to conceal her sin. The individuals in it, many of them don't even know what sin is. It says, but whoever confesses and renounces their sin finds mercy. That's repentance. That's repenting and returning, turning to God. Hosea 14:1 and 2. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. See, that's why our nation's being invaded. That's why our inflation rate is higher than it's ever been. That's why gasoline and food are more expensive, what, 40% more now than in 2019? That's why our children can't read and write, come out of the schools. That's why our children are confused and don't know God. And that's why suicide is the number one killer of children and teens. That's why the opioid crisis is here in America, because of our iniquity, because of our sin against God. That is why. And the only fix is to repent. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to Him, take away all iniquity, O Lord, and receive us graciously, that we may present the fruit of our lips. See, that's a doing. It doesn't say that we may believe. It says so that we may do. Repentance is an action. It's a belief, certainly, but it's an action. Folks, as you pray and fast, I see we're winding down on time here this morning, and at least this portion. I would encourage you to, in your Bible reading, to take a look at Joel, especially Joel 2. Joel 2, verse 17 and 18 says, let the priests, the Lord's ministers, weep between the porch and altar, and let them say, Spare thy people, O Lord, and do not make thine inheritance a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they, among the peoples, say, Where is their God? That's what we are to do. That's what we're calling and asking you, remnant, Jesus Christ, God believing and fearing and obeying remnant, to do that very thing. Weep between the porch and the altar. Weep and pray and fast and call out and cry out for repentance for this land. It worked for those in Nineveh, and they weren't even Israelites. They were Assyrian, but it worked for them. It worked for them. They repented, and God relented. Jonah 3:10, it says, when God saw their deeds, that they turned from their wicked way, then God relented concerning the calamity which he had declared. And he did not do it. So remnant, we'll wrap up here and move on. But I want to leave you with Philippians 1, 27 and 28. I do ask you to pray and fast tomorrow, Monday. It's good for you physically. It's good for you spiritually and mentally. And it may very well save this nation. It's that grave. I do believe it is. That this eclipse is a sign, a call for repentance. Don't worry about what the enemy's planning. Don't worry about that. Our God is greater than all that. He can open the Red Sea. He can open the Jordan. He can send his one angel to destroy 185,000 of the enemy in one night if that's what's needed. Don't worry about the enemy. In Philippians 1, 27 and 28, it tells us, Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, in no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, and that too from God.